It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Mike, quit playing that.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
And he's watching girls.
Doing yes. Bottom things?
Yes.
Way to go, Mike.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Wasn't the
46.
Just quit.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
That is, that's better than than.
What?
Keep going. Keep going. 3, 2,
whoop,
and
that's,
1.
That's better than what the Rangers got
on the little tip.
Yes, it's e-brake time. And the emergency brake of the week is brought to us by Classic BMW of Plano. We give you the candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes from the 3 to 7 show, and this week it was really different. Bob was out of town, Bob Sturm, so Bob Wolanski one night filled in for Bob Sturm, and they were talking about COVID-19. Bob Wolanski promised everyone that he would do the Christmas show again next year, and Danny made a very unfortunate comment. Some have already called this the e-break of the year. Let's listen, and you be the judge.
I'd like to get the audio, Mino, if you don't mind. I'd like to play it on the Christmas show, actually.
Now, I will
still be, by the way, doing the Christmas show, so that'll be
if you're alive.
Huh.
I'm just saying, this coronavirus might wipe us all out, Bob.
I am considered in the compromised community, I guess.
Are you? Because you've had cancer?
Yes.
Is your immune system weaker because of it?
It's weird. The immunotherapy that I was on is probably still
lingering,
forcing through me, which is maybe why some question marks have been held in check for the last 18 months.
But why? I mean, have you had the flu or anything like that?
No, I haven't gotten, no.
You hadn't been sick at all since you had cancer?
Not really.
Eat your zinc tablets and oysters.
Really?
Fine.
Oysters?
Mm-hmm. Lots of zinc and oysters. That's why they make you horny.
What? Like some tonight?
Yeah, I think that's a...
You feeling like getting horny tonight, Bob?
I believe
Bob?
That's an old wives'
tale. Do I feel like getting horny?
Yeah. Do I feel like
that's a
getting
weird question.
Horny?
Danny tries to dig his way out of that
tense.
As he tells a cancer survivor that he may not make it to Christmas.
Wow.
Bob sounds like he's in great shape to me.
His cancer battle was huge. I mean, he had it bad.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's not the best well wish in the world. Yeah, if you even see Christmas.
Did Danny say that he was 100% only thinking about coronavirus? Or was he thinking about Bob's battle?
I think he was thinking about
coronavirus. I think he was just thinking about coronavirus.
Okay, he just stepped in a bear trap.
Yes, he stepped in a bear trap. He wasn't thinking, how that could possibly sound to someone like Wolanski, who does have to worry about things like that. Anytime somebody's had cancer, they have to worry, how many more Christmas shows do I have?
Right. Very unfortunate.
Let's all cringe one more time
because of Danny Bayless.
I'd like to get the audio, Mino, if you don't mind. I'd like to play it on the Christmas show, actually.
Now, I will
still be, by the way, doing the Christmas show, so that'll
if
be...
If you're
lead.
Alive.
Huh.
I'm just saying, this coronavirus might wipe us all out, Bob.
I am considered in the compromised community, I guess.
Are you? Because you've had cancer?
Yes.
Is your immune system weaker because of it?
It's weird. The immunotherapy that I was on is probably still
lingering,
forcing through me, which is maybe why some question marks have been held in check for the last 18 months.
But why? I mean, have you had the flu or anything like that?
No, I haven't gotten, no.
You hadn't been sick at all since you had cancer?
Not really.
Eat your zinc tablets and oysters.
Really?
You'll be fine.
Oysters?
Mm-hmm. Lots of zinc and oysters. That's why they make you horny.
What? Like some tonight?
Yeah, I think that's a...
You feeling like getting horny tonight, Bob?
I believe that's an old wives' tale.
Do I feel like getting horny?
Yeah. Do I feel like
that's a
getting
weird question.
Horny?
It's devolving. It's devolving.
Weird.
All right, a couple of observations. Number one, very funny. As soon as Danny says, if you're still alive, I love Robert saying, huh.
Huh.
Thanks, Danny.
Huh.
Huh.
That was great. And then secondly, you could hear after Danny said that, you didn't hear from Danny for about a minute. And then he tried to make up for it by giving Robert tips like, take your zinc tablets.
Yeah. And he went into Dimpty Doo. Did you notice that?
How's that go?
Anytime Danny starts doing a joke, he goes into the Dimpty Doo kind of rhythm.
Well, we do know this. Tablet. He is candidate number one for the emergency break of the week, Danny Bayless.
Yes.
Yeah. Candidate number two, I don't know who to put this on. I just know it happened on the tee box. They got in a fight. Craig Rosengarten, Rick Arnett.
Oh, no.
And yes.
America's sweetheart couple got into a fight.
Sweetheart couple. And it sounds a lot. Listen to this and how it sounds like Bob and Dan over Moron Dog and a few others. Yeah, this is pretty amazing.
By the way, we should mention that the bleeps are not swear words.
Yeah, not swear words. We're just bleeping out a sponsor here just so they're not in any way affected.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying that all I got so far on Twitter is P1 Rick says something about a straight putter might be too much like a pendulum. I don't care. I like P1 Rick because he talks to us all the time. And then Jay King sends us a note saying... largest franchise operator weighs options including bankruptcy. That's not though.
Okay, so you have to okay, so now you're bringing back something that happened like an hour ago and nobody knows what you're talking about.
No. Well, I'm just saying that's the only tweets we have.
Thanks for stopping this thing down.
Well, I'm saying probably doesn't put the attractive people.
You're doubling down on this. Seriously,
why are you angry?
Because sometimes you just don't
you should have some love and just
But just pay attention. Really?
I'm paying attention.
No, you're not.
I'm
you're bringing up
Twitter.
Something that
I just said the only tweets we have are these two.
That's it. I'm done.
Really?
Yep, I am.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Because you just stopped down a whole segment over something that was brought up an hour ago that nobody knows what you're talking about.
I just mentioned the only two tweets we had. Seriously, Rick?
I'm just going to kill myself now. Just going to do it.
You know, you need to go home. I'm not going to put up with you all day. I'm just not. Just go.
Yikes.
God.
Oh,
wow.
Didn't that sound like a Bob and Dan
fight
there?
Yeah, it did.
Mm-hmm. I was paying attention. No, you weren't.
Yeah, two guys had just had it with each other. One threatened to kill themselves.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, and Craig didn't feel great about Pendulum. He didn't feel great about that. And
I think, you know, Rick is just tired of trying to do the physical rehabilitation of Craig Rosengarten. You know, he started the show as a way to get Craig to try
to help
some of his life skills back.
After the accident.
After the accident.
The terrible fall onto his head.
Horrible, horrible head injury.
All right, one more time.
Well, I'm just saying... that
all I got so far on Twitter is P1 Rick says something about a straight putter might be too much like a pendulum. I don't care. I like P1 Rick because he talks to us all the time. And then Jay King sends us a note saying largest franchise operator weighs options including bankruptcy. That's not though.
Okay, so you have to... okay, so now you're bringing back something that happened like an hour ago and nobody knows what you're talking about.
No. Well, I'm just saying that's the only tweets we have.
Thanks for stopping this thing down.
Well, I'm saying probably doesn't put the attractive people.
You're doubling down on this. Seriously,
why are you getting angry?
Because sometimes you just don't have.
You should have some love and just
But just pay attention, really.
I'm paying attention.
No, you're not.
I'm
you're bringing up something.
I just said the only tweets we have are these two.
That's it. I'm done.
Really?
Yep, I am.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Because you just stopped down a whole segment over something that was brought up an hour ago that nobody knows what you're talking about.
I just mentioned the only two tweets we had. Seriously, Rick?
I'm just going to kill myself now. Oh. Just going
to
do it.
You know, you need to go home. I'm not going to put up with you all day. I'm just not. Just go.
Yikes.
God.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want them talking and laughing about golf, not fighting about golf.
Yeah. Golf. I always tune into them to be picked up on the weekends.
That's right. That's right. All right. There's the tee box as candidate number two. Candidate number three from 10 to noon. It's Mike Soroy. I'm talking about giving Donovan a high five. He said something that really didn't make any sense, and it stopped everything down.
I think you guys did a really good job today. This was a bizarre day. It's been an insane 24 hours. Everyone last night, I think, did a really good job. Excellent today.
Thank you.
So high five.
You did
but
also.
But with our elbows.
What if we high five with our feet?
Okay, just a little tick.
What? Do we get that?
Like tick, tick, tick.
Pardon me?
You did not say that. Do I dump that? We still have time.
No, I don't think you need to. It was like... Okay. Like, tink.
No, that's not what it sounded like.
I will acknowledge it, yeah.
You actually want to dock. That's what you want to do. That's Lord. What you just said.
Can you?
I cannot.
I Donnie. Can't. I cannot.
I'm not eligible for docking.
I'm immune from docking.
Same here.
You missed it Friday. We had a docking e-break.
We did?
Yes.
Oh, no. You're talking to Junior.
Yeah, I was talking to Junior, yeah.
What's a docking e-break?
I didn't know what docking was until last Friday. Now the Metroplex learned it. Somebody you come up to me on Saturday. Say, man, I just learned what docking is.
Explain it to me.
Go ahead, George.
Have Gordon explain it.
Didn't I already explain this once on the air? And I heard from a lot of P1s saying that they hated me for explaining what docking was. So docking is when two men are... Their bodies are prepared to make babies. And they have gotten in, you know.
What?
Engorged.
Okay.
And so they touch the... they touch the magical ends of their maleness together.
Like a sword fight?
Yes. But if the two men are uncircumcised, they then can... They can sleeve each other with their uncircumcised area.
God.
Now you know what it is.
And they can just shake-weight it back and forth that way.
It's come up, and we've had to define it here on the show.
So it's like when two space stations dock.
Yes, but imagine a sleeve moving back and forth between the docking point.
We got it.
Oh, my God.
So that is Danny.
Imagine docking to this music.
The T-Box.
I didn't get the idea.
Or Mike Saroy, 888-DOCKING, 787.
When two guys are doing that.
Yes, we got
how much closer are we getting to curing cancer?
And really, how much progress are they making in making a baby?
No, very little.
Very little.
I would say very. I would say it's close to maybe 1%.
No, we'll stay at zero. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week? Oh gosh!
Oh Lord!
They're listening.
You're behind.
Docking talk.
Turn down your radio. Hi, you're on the ticket. Sports
Bob
caller.
Bob Romanski won't see Hanukkah. That's right.
Hey, don't say that.
Yes, he will.
Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
You might have been here, right?
Why, yes, ma'am, you are.
Hey, neither do I want to vote for Johnny E-Wake himself. Just so you know, y'all have a happy corona. Let's...
Okay, that's T-Box vote there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello?
What's going on?
Chris!
Who wins the emergency break of the week? No, I don't like that either. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Your daughter died.
What?
What'd you say?
Your daughter died.
Who are you?
Oh,
this is what's the callback to.
Some bit that
your daughter died.
Corby did with Coach O, funeral director or something like that.
Yeah.
Hi, your daughter died.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hmm?
Huh.
Okay. Yes, that's a Danny vote
that
there.
That is such an underrated moment in the Walensky break. Huh.
Hello. You are on Ticket Radio.
Good morning. I want to vote for the T-Box and David Miller's coronavirus. Hi, Melanie.
All right. Hello. You're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Hey, fellas. It's your gal pal, Princess Susan Hawk, calling about on the cheesesteak.
Still one of the weirdest. What?
I don't get it.
We get.
I would
our
like
gal pal Susan Hawk.
I would like to start off with a little joke before I vote on the cheesesteak.
Okay.
Huh. Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm a schizophrenic, and so am I.
All right.
Let's not make fun of someone.
That's unfair.
Let's vote for Dan and have a great Christmas and hope everybody stays.
That's enough.
Okay. Hello, you are on the ticket.
Phone call from lower heaven.
Oh, I think this may be Coco. We'll accept the charges.
Coco can't believe Gordon explained docking twice.
I know. Twice in
a
week.
I'm sorry you had to hear about that, Coco. I know it must be shocking to a gorilla with a limited vocabulary.
Coco worried for George's above lower heaven realm of living. So many human people coming down to lower heaven these days due to COVID-19.
Yes, COVID-19.
But Coco digress. So Coco, for vote today, consult lovable Kim. Kim.
Oh, from Speed Racer.
Speed Racer?
From 1967 to 1968, Kim. Play helpful sidekick monkey on classic Japanese cartoon Speed Racer.
Yeah, that's right. Sure did. I used to watch that in reruns.
Coco and Kim vote for Armageddon End of Days Danny.
Thank you, Coco. And ladies and gentlemen, that gives us a winner in the emergency break of the week. Any doubt Danny Bayless was going to
you
win
see Christmas huh.
this week?
I'd like to get the audio, Mino, if you don't mind. I'd like to play it on the Christmas show, actually.
Now, I will
still be, by the way, doing the Christmas show, so that'll
if
be the
if you're
lead.
Alive.
Huh.
I'm just saying, this coronavirus might wipe us all out, Bob.
I am considered in the compromise community, I guess.
Are you? Because you've had cancer?
Yes.
Is your immune system... Well, you know, because of it,
it's weird. The immunotherapy that I was on is probably still
lingering,
coursing through me, which is maybe why some question marks have been held in check for the last 18 months.
But why? I mean, have you had the flu or anything like that?
No, I haven't gotten. No.
You hadn't been sick at all since you had cancer.
Not really.
Eat your zinc tablets and oysters.
Really?
You'll be fine.
Oysters.
Mm-hmm. Lots of zinc in oysters. That's why they make you horny.
Well, like some tonight.
Yeah, I think that's a...
You feeling like getting horny tonight, Bob?
I believe that's an old wives'
tale. Do I feel like getting horny?
Yeah. Do I feel like
that's a
getting
weird question.
Horny?
What a weird ending to a very unfortunate statement from Danny Bayless. How many is that for Danny?
That's his 36th win, 75 behind Norman Crankshaft Hitzkus.
God, Danny is 36?
Oh, you're surprised?
52. I kind of am, yeah.
What, too low or too high?
No, that's more than I thought he'd have.
Yeah. I wouldn't have guessed he had that.
It's a strong
either.
Number.
Yeah, not bad. Way to go, Danny Bayless, this week's winner of the e-break.